Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Radio Edutalk. My name is David Noble, and I'll get to be in Scotland, and absolutely delighted to welcome to the show Leanne Pyshout, who is a primary junior teacher with 14 years of experience in the field of education and is currently working as a resource teacher. Welcome to the show, Leanne.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, I think it'd be great, actually, if we could just ask you to introduce what's going to happen over the next 15 or 20 minutes or so. Tell us about this exciting project that you're involved in, and maybe a little bit about your background in education.
Well, music has always been one of my passions, and I have often used it to support my students' learning. And in Brazil, where I'm originally from, I worked in recording studios as a background vocalist and jungle composer. And I truly believe in the power of the arts as means to spread important messages. And for that reason, I've initiated in partnership with Peter Willis, who's a music producer. We've initiated a music project that we call Beyond the Classroom Walls, which is a CD containing songs inspired on education textbooks.
That's fantastic. And so you, presently, Leanne, you're in the process of putting together this CD. So can you tell us a little of how this idea came about?
Yeah, well, as a kid, when I was studying for tests, especially the ones with lots of dates or formulas to memorize, I developed this habit of writing songs to help me remember important information. And I always had a terrible memory. And through music, things seemed to stick more easily to my brain. So as an adult, I continued to use music as a way to express my emotions, my observations of life, my fears, my joys. And it's music has been like therapy for me, a way to understand where I am and where I'm going. So the whole idea of writing songs based on education textbooks and research first was just a way for me to consolidate my own learning. And then I kept coming across these quote-unquote unsettling reading. And these books really challenged me to question and to go deeper into different issues related to education. And since I'm passionate about music, I decided to translate my understanding of these education big ideas into songs. Then I thought, why not share my work with others that perhaps learn the same way through music, or share with other people that perhaps would be more inclined to listen to a message through a song rather than through a lecture. And coincidentally, a few days later, I received an email message from one of my students' former parents, who happened to be Peter Willis, asking me to join his LinkedIn professional network. And as I was checking his professional profile, I realized that he was a music producer. So I approached him and told him about my idea of producing songs that could engage teachers in this process of reflection, you know, on their practices. And he said, yeah, let's do it. So he kindly agreed to donate his time and share his expertise to make this happen. And last November, we got the ball rolling with the production of our first song, which is called Is This For Real? And that's pretty much it, how the whole idea came about.
Yeah. And you mentioned that all the songs in Beyond the Classroom Wall are inspired in educational, you know, big ideas that you learn through various readings. So just before we play Is This For Real, can you give us an idea about the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, sure. I was working in the classroom as a core French teacher, and then I had the opportunity to move to a secondment position as a resource teacher with the 21st Century Learning Department at my board. And at that time, we had started to roll out our 21st Century Lesson Framework, which aimed at helping teachers reflect on how to help students develop 21st century skills through the tasks they offered in class. And as I reflected on those 21st century competencies and their respective big ideas, I realized the importance of enabling students to become independent critical thinkers, active citizens, knowledge seekers. And I begin to ask myself a few questions. For instance, if our job is to prepare our children to be leaders of the future, the decision makers of this century and many centuries to come, are we educators really preparing them for that? Can our students be expected to have a positive impact on our history if all that we expect them to do is memorize and regurgitate dates and facts? And who's to say that we have nothing to learn from our youth and that they have nothing to offer, or that they have to wait until they're older to actually be able to come up with ideas that can be revolutionary? So I start asking myself all these questions, and I reflected on my role as an educator, as a facilitator, and how I was creating through my tasks opportunities for my students to unfold their potential and be leaders, be the leaders I hope them to be one day. And there are gaps. There are things that I need to fix. So through that reflection, I further realized the importance of offering students tasks that could enable them to participate in the problem-solving process of issues that affect us now, tasks that were meaningful, tasks that could have an impact beyond the classroom walls, tasks that were real. And based on that, I wrote the song, Is This For Real? And I wrote it from the perspective of the student, so that whenever I sing it or hear it, it's like listening to the student voice and being reminded once again of my mission, which is to prepare my students for the real world, to empower them to make change and make it now. And I think this calls for a huge shift in our thinking, and it may take some time for the shift to happen at a large scale. So that's why it's important to start thinking about it now, thinking about what our role is as educators, and challenge our current views on what education is all about. So that's what I got from my reflection on those 21st century learning skills, and that's how Is This For Real was born.
Yeah. Oh well, it's been brilliant listening to you so far, Leanne, and a great message, and one that will resonate with many listeners, including listeners in Scotland. And the way of getting the message across is somewhat different, and I think we'll listen to Is This For Real Now. John's not here tonight, my collaborator on Radio Edutalk, but he's assured me that the technology will work. Leanne and I won't be able to hear the song play, but hopefully if you're listening to the podcast or the live show, it should all work. So this is This For Real?
So-called leaders of the future, you'll be put to the test to come out and solve all the world's problems after 12 years of confinement to a desk. How do you conquer bias and oppression? By memorizing dates and facts. I can mix chemicals in the tube, but poverty, how do I react to that? There's more than we can do beyond the classroom walls. You got the wisdom, and I do believe that I can change it all. So before you give me a task, you send me on a mission. Ask yourself. There's a big shift in the wind's direction, pushing you to let me go, to explore all my dreams and my passions, then bring me back and challenge me to save the world. There's more than we can do beyond the classroom walls. that I can change it all. So before you give me a task, you send me on a mission. Is this a real, ask yourself. You give me a task, you send me on a mission. Listen to my voice, you can build all my wonders. Can you break the code to set free my ambition?
Well, I hope that sounded okay to everybody out there, and we're going to hear another of Leanne Paishaw's compositions in a moment. Leanne, you mentioned earlier in the show that a huge shift in thinking needs to happen before we actually start to see change in the way that many teachers design our lessons and better meet the needs of students in this ever-changing society. But you know, as we know, not everyone is open to changes. So that, how do you feel we should go about encouraging such teachers to be open to new, different perspectives?
That's a very interesting question, and I don't think there's a cut and dry answer to it. But I can definitely say that there was another book that I read called Intentional Interruption, Breaking Down Learning Barriers to Transform Professional Practice. And that book was written by Stephen Katz and Lisa Dack. And the book provided me with a great insight to why I was not so open-minded or how I could further grow in my own learning. And Katz and Dack's book was by far the one that had the greatest impact on me, both, at professional and personal level, because it helped me reflect first on who I was as a human being and my strengths and my weaknesses and my biases. In their book, they talk about cognitive biases that are inherent to all human beings and that prevent us from growing in our learning. And they also discuss the need to be able to identify these biases or barriers and establish strategies and communication protocols to interrupt them in order to help us open our minds more to listen to other people's perspectives and therefore gain a deeper understanding on whatever it is that we need to understand or learn. For instance, among some of these biases, the ones that caught my attention the most were the confirmation bias, where human beings have a tendency to look for things that confirm what they believe to be true rather than look for information that will actually challenge their current ideas, beliefs, or actions. So we by nature have a natural tendency to be stuck in our ways and to hang on to what is safe, right? And Katz and Dack also talk about the imposter syndrome, when we don't want people to know what our weaknesses or vulnerabilities are, and we're always looking to present the strongest version of ourselves. And yeah, it's a natural defense mechanism that all humans have, but it's important to realize that they also affect our learning. It also affects our learning when we start saying that we know something we indeed don't know. We are afraid of what others you know, will can think of about us, and therefore many times we avoid asking questions or avoid engaging in a discussion that will expose our lack of knowledge. But, you know, it's by admitting that we don't know that we'll actually learn, that we actually gain information. So it's definitely more comfortable to stick to the status quo than to challenge ourselves to change. But change is necessary. And we are seeing these rapid changes occurring in our society, which are affecting the way we teach and we educate our children. And it's hard to keep up with all the information that come to us. We are being called to make decisions about things we're not 100% familiar with. But what I've learned was that, you know, back to the question, that first we need to be aware that we do have these biases, we do have these barriers, and second, we need to force ourselves basically to pay more attention to them, so that we can feel more comfortable. Coming together, bringing our different perspectives to the table, challenging each other's thoughts and ideas so that we can feel more comfortable exposing our assumptions, admitting our mistakes, and seeking for information, learning and growing with those around us to better, you know, meet whatever demands we're confronted with. And that's the message of the song that I just finished producing with Peter, called Learning Together. And in the song, we refer to some of these cognitive biases and how they affect our learning and our desire to interrupt them with the help of others so that we can learn and grow together. So having other people who can actually, you know, because it's easier for... we have a hard time admitting our own faults. So if we can have other people, you know, telling us where we need to improve, and if we have other people that we can trust, then it's much better, and it will probably be easier to interrupt these barriers that do affect, you know, the way that we learn, the way that we adapt to new information. So it basically boils down to self-awareness and the willingness to work with others, you know, and to accept suggestions and criticism, I think.
I'll just remind listeners that we're listening to Leanne Paixão, who's a 21st Century Learning Resource Teacher from Toronto in Canada, and... the theme of tonight's show is facilitating reflection on teaching practice through music. And as Lanny said, the next song that we're going to listen to is Learning Together, and here it is now.
Yeah. Come on. We gotta come together. So don't be nice just to please me.
Go ahead, disown me
for my assumptions and my beliefs.
I can't see.
I put up a face that's not mine, so that no one can see. Underneath this wolf's skin, there's only me.
It's okay, open up now.
I'm not so strong, sheepish.
Deeper, deeper, all the way.
I wanna listen what you have to say.
Yeah, come on.
Together we grow, together we share. Together we go
deeper, deeper, all the way. Yeah,
I wanna listen what you have to say.
What you saying now? What you got?
So far from where I need to be.
Education, embracing new ways of facing the task, and ask myself to open my mind, cause the system is burning, it's turning, it's broke, no joke, take note, yearning for learning of a new kind, getting rid of assumptions and bumping the old out, giving a shout out to the new improved you find, a more effective perspective, a new directive is coming up to interrupt the bias that makes you blind.
Together we learn, together we grow, together we share, together we go deeper, deeper all the way. Together we share, together we go deeper, deeper all the way.
Thanks again, Leanne, for sharing your work on Radio EduTalk this evening. And I'm just wondering through the rest of the project, what other education themes are you or do you plan to address through your songs?
Well, we are currently in the studio producing our next song, which is about the importance of providing good descriptive feedback to help students move forward on their learning and develop better self-regulation skills. And the song is called Break It Down and has a blues jazzy feel to it. And it was inspired by Devin Williams' book on descriptive feedback. I actually sent Dr. Williams a draft of the song via Twitter months ago, and he was quite surprised that someone had been inspired to write a song based on his book. So I'm looking forward to sharing the final product with him once it's done and get his feedback on it. We'll also be including on the CD a song I wrote to illustrate some of the big ideas of the Reggio Emilia approach. And that one was based on the book Emergent Curriculum, The Primary Classroom by Carol Wine, and by a presentation I attended where Karen Callahan, another very accomplished educator, talked about the Reggio approach and the importance of pedagogical documentation to inform our practice, helping us to better understand our learners and to create a safe environment where students and teachers are co-learners. So that's coming up. And Peter Willis and I have also agreed that one of the songs of the CD would be about what means to be a student in the 21st century and beyond. And we'd love to initiate an online music contest where students could submit their compositions and through their songs share their visions on education, what their ambitions, rights, and responsibilities as learners are, and how we can better support them achieve their goals. So I truly believe student voice is very important and should also guide our teaching practice. So it just makes sense to us to have students included in this project as well. So I'm hoping to also invite other teachers to collaborate with us in the songwriting and recording of the songs, because we believe, you know, the the more than two heads think more, or two heads think better than one, and more than two heads, it's even better. So the more people involved in the project, you know, the better. Our goal is really to spread the message about these, you know, big education ideas that have been now promoted by some of our greatest education minds. And and encourage our educators, our colleagues, to reflect on it, you know, and hopefully they'll have some sort of impact on their practice, mm-hmm. or not.
Well, and I really hope you keep in touch with details of these kind of other aspects to the project. I mean, have you thought further ahead then, you know, beyond publication of the CD? You know, is it something you'd like to do a kind of catalogue of in the coming years, or hope to branch off in other directions?
Yeah, I don't know. One of my dreams would be to actually take all these songs and produce a show with educators in mind, where the goal would be to use various art forms to engage the audience in reflecting on their practice. So, you know, besides music, we would encourage students to create drama, multimedia, dance, and visual art pieces to help convey, you know, these education big ideas, to promote these education big ideas that we you know, trying to spread or to make more visible through the songs. It would be like a professional development event where the arts would be the medium and students and teachers would collaborate to develop this vision. And it would be also a great way for people to come together, share their talents, model, and practice 21st century skills. So that would be definitely a big project that would require some planning and a group of people passionate about the arts and education to develop a vision together and put together a proposal and push it forward. So we'll see, you know, we never know. The first step right now for us, we're focusing on finishing the CD. Then I guess the next thing would be to gather this dream team of teachers and students and put together a proposal for the PD and see who would be interested in supporting it or sponsoring it. So we're just taking one step at a time.
Well, best wishes with that, Leanne, and you know, please, if you go on tour, consider coming to Scotland. We have the Scottish Learning Festival and various other events, and I think that would really spice things up.
I know, that would be great, if we could perform and take our show on the road.
And just finally, Leanne, so I'm sure listeners will be genuinely fascinated by the work that you've been talking about and the music you've showcased, and that they'll want more. So, is the CDs Beyond the Classroom Walls going to be available? You know, can the songs be downloaded online, or how might we go about obtaining this excellent resource?
Yeah, we're working on a site where we can upload all these songs. So that people can download. We're also going to have them available on different online music sites and music stores. And we're hoping that by the end of the year, the whole CD would be available online. And we'll definitely keep you posted. And people can also check for updates on the project on Twitter. And I can give you my Twitter handle, which is Liane Paixão, LIANE, P as in Peter, AIXAO. Or you can check Peter Willis' Twitter handle, which is P_WILLIS. Or you can also email me at LIANE, Liane, dot P as in Peter, AIXAO, at simpatico.ca. If you need more information, would like to have more information on our music project. And we also want to say that we're always open to people's comments and ideas. So if you have anything that you'd like to share with us, please feel free to share your thoughts, your comments, your concerns with us.
Leanne, it's been wonderful having you on Radio Edu Talk. You know, deepest best wishes for the future, and do keep in touch.
Yes, I will definitely keep in touch and keep you posted. Stay in touch and keep you posted. And it's been a pleasure being here in your show.